Conway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The polling, the pulling out of ads in Michigan by Harris campaign, looking at previous races, various polls that were done back then. People are questioning whether or not these polls are reality or a mirage. That's the title of this story. Trump's outperforming in the polls. We all know what happened in the 2016 presidential election. Donald Trump, according to polls, was down to Hillary Clinton by 14 points. According to one poll, just 2 weeks like today, before the election. Yet, he still won not only Michigan, but the White House. Then in 2020, Joe Biden was up on Trump by 7 points the week before the election. This was all verified by three different polls just 1 week before the election. Biden ended up winning by 2.78 percentage points. As the election played out, Biden's actual performance was overestimated by 6.2%. He also squeaked out wins in Wisconsin, the other swing state that I was talking about in this most recent map done by Real Clear Politics. In Wisconsin 2020, he only won that state by 0.63 of a percentage point. Not even 1%. Where he supposedly was leading Trump by 8.44. In Arizona, 1/3 of a percent, when supposedly he had a 3% lead. In Georgia, he won by a 0.25%, where Trump was expected to have won. That meant Trump came surprisingly close to victory again. Had Donald Trump won Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia back in 2020, he would have tied in the Electoral College. The election would have gone to U.S. Congress. Now, in 2024, with Trump notching ahead or being tied in 6 of the 7 swing states, his past propensity for outperforming the polls is on the minds of many observers. This flawed insight or piercing insight is center stage with some would-be experts. The idea is being that when Trump moves up a point or two in the polls, he often is actually inching up even further. He did more than that in his share in the 2016 and 2020 elections. But is it likely to keep happening? Is it something that can really be counted on? Now, an interesting part of this story has also been reported in other sources as well. Bridge, Michigan, M Live, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, all having some kind of editorials or stories, actual stories, showing that the media and the polling companies are biased against Trump. Almost every single poll having him down or losing ends up him either winning or being tied or very, very close. Why? Because of their bias against him. Trump outperforms the polls, period. Well, MERS asked some political pundits of what they made of these recent poll results, showing that 81% of Michigan voters believe that abortion rights are actually now protected under the Michigan Constitution due to the passage of Proposal 3. Now, it's very interesting because that was the main driving get-out-the-vote effort issue in the 2022 midterm election. Well, guess what? This year, on November 5th, 2 weeks from today, abortion isn't on the ballot. Abortion is not on the ballot in any way, shape, or form. But yet, every single Democrat is trying to make abortion the issue. Problem is, 81% of Michigan voters believe that abortion rights are now protected due to the passage of Proposal 3 and it being in our Michigan Constitution. So are they wasting money? Are they wasting resources on TV ads talking about abortion or women's reproductive health care rights when most people believe that's not even an issue anymore? The other situation is what's happening in Kamala Harris's campaign with her finally agreeing last minute to appear on certain shows and sitting down with certain people. One of those was last week, Fox News, during their normal 6 o'clock special report with Bret Baier. Kamala Harris did a sit-down with him. It did not go well for Harris. He completely pounded her over and over and over again on the border, on illegal immigration, the impact of having millions without her being able or willing to actually give him an answer to how many millions of illegal immigrants are now in our country because of your border policy, you being the border czar. Now, one of the most popular podcasts that are out there is Joe Rogan. I don't know exactly how many followers he has, but it's a big audience. Now they're questioning whether or not Kamala Harris should actually say yes and do a sit down with Joe Rogan. Oh, that would be interesting. Joe Rogan used to be a Democrat. Now, publicly, he's come out and admitted he is now a Republican and will be voting for Donald Trump. So let's see whether she does it. Now, here's the question that they propose to these political pundits, consultants down in Lansing. Donald Trump's history of outperforming his polling numbers in both 2016 and 2020 elections seems to be dominating the current analysis of this upcoming 2024 election. As a result, with Trump taking leads in the polls in most of the swing states, the interpretation, based on his past performances, is he must be actually leading by more solid margins than polls indicate. Should this be considered sound analysis? But before we get into these basically Democrat political pundits' responses, take into account something that happened yesterday on Sean Hannity's show. Sean Hannity had former Detroit mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, on his show. Why would he do that? Well, after looking at the evidence, after looking at time served, after looking at the facts, the evidence, Donald Trump pardoned Kwame Kilpatrick and basically got him out of jail. Interesting, Kwame Kilpatrick, black former mayor of Detroit, has come out and has publicly endorsed Donald Trump. Along with Kwame Kilpatrick, he had a black pastor from a mega church down in Georgia, near Atlanta, on the show as well. He too has publicly endorsed Donald Trump, and as part of that process, spoke about his parishioners, his members of his church, and many others in Georgia. They're all voting for Donald Trump. The numbers among the black community this time, double, triple, some places quadruple the numbers that Donald Trump had in the polls back in 2020 election. And you know what the number one overwhelming reason is? Their pocketbook. The economy. People are hurting financially as a result of these policies Biden Harris have put into effect for the last almost 4 years. Sean Hannity asked Kwame Kilpatrick, what is he hearing out there in the city of Detroit? Well, Kwame talked about going to the barbershop. Every single barber and every single customer that was in the barbershop when he was there getting his hair cut, they're all voting for Donald Trump. Do you honestly think they're polling the black community in these polls? Well, one of the political consultants, David Forsmark, he had some comments about this polling situation. We'll wrap up this story on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Now that we are older, our hearts have all grown up.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by Christmas in November. Mike Lindell's campaign sent me an email this morning. They are launching early Christmas shopping off your list, over and done with, where you're saving 50, 60, 70, still 80% off some items. The warehouse has been successfully moved. It's over and done with. They have their new operations going. And they found out that what they did end up actually having left over and brought from the old warehouse, they cleaned all that inventory. They have it sitting in the shipping docks, ready to go at huge discounts. Well, what they want to do is make you aware of the fact that starting on November 1st, for the entire month of November, they're going to extend these huge discounts by using the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. He wants our radio family to take advantage of early shopping. Sit down, make out your list of people you want to buy Christmas gifts for. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Buy them slippers, the new MyPillow 2.0, get them some bath towels, whatever you want to get them. Go to checkout and put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. You'll see how much the retail price is. Hit apply because of the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, no space, and you'll see how much money you can save. Place your order starting November 1st. You'll get the discount plus free shipping. So consider doing that. You'll get your Christmas presents ahead of time. You can get them wrapped and hidden in the house, wherever you want to put them, and your Christmas shopping is done. You don't even have to think about it this year. No going to the stores last minute trying to figure out what you need to buy over a picked-over inventory. Forget Black Friday after Thanksgiving, Thursday. Your shopping's already done. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Talking about these polls, the best comment out of all of them comes from Janelle Leonard, owner of Marketing Resource Group. She said, polling determines nothing. The final vote totals are the actual count and are the final polls. Anyone who says they can predict what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks isn't being honest with the public or themselves. Trump's vote was undercounted in 16 and 2020 when it came to polling. We also can't forget that some had the governor's race within the margin of error just days before the November 22 election, where Governor Whitmer ended up winning by double digits. Polling is a snapshot in time and is used by campaigns to identify trends and turn out the vote efforts where they need to be applied. This election has swayed back and forth several times, but the Republicans seem to have momentum leading into the final stretch. This is exactly what I said a week ago. Now, if this momentum continues, Trump's results could be far better than what the polls are predicting. But everything will ultimately come down to turnout. Folks, that's exactly why we have been promoting, that's exactly why we've been talking about the PAGS video, as well as the website 10xvotes.com, identifying 1.7 million Michigan Republicans that have a low propensity for voting. It's all going to come down to turnout. Now, if the Democrats believe the polls and they think that Kamala Harris is going to win Michigan, they may not turn out to vote. Oh, she's got this locked up. It's a done deal. Same thing based on other polling that says Trump is ahead. The only way Trump is ahead is if people actually get out to vote. If you don't get out to vote, the polling, the snapshot in time, goes away. That information evaporates because they are relying on what they think will be most likely the turnout. Here's what Trump and J.D. Vance are doing, especially in Michigan. You heard at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour news, J.D. Vance is coming to Michigan again. Donald Trump is coming to Michigan again. Why? Because they believe they have momentum and they have the ability to get people to come to the rallies, get the signs, talk to their neighbors, and get out there and get out the vote. That's why they're doing it. At the same time, it forces the Harris-Walz campaign to have to spend time campaigning here as well versus being in other swing states. What it comes really down to, Trump and Vance are outworking Harris and Walz. They have more rallies scheduled. They have more events scheduled. And I believe they have a better ground game. As I was out yesterday putting up signs, seeing my own county, momentum is totally on the Republican side. But again, we're a Republican county. Other stories, final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN.